We are in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and we are going to start from the verse 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
When he says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, because John could not recognize what is this all about. Look like a wonder, the woman clothed with the sun, means all around her sun shining, and under her feet the moon, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. So now different people have different opinion who this lady is or who this woman is. But let's go to the Genesis chapter 37, verses 9 and 10.
And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him, and said unto him, What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?
So here we see Joseph saw a dream. He's telling the 11 brothers are like 11 stars, and he saw the sun and moon, and then his father understood he's talking about them. Actually, they are the one Israeli nation, or Israeli people, or nation came out of Jacob and Israel. And so here we see this woman represents the Jewish nation, or Israeli people. Okay, let's read the Revelation chapter 12, verse 2.
And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered.
This woman, she is with the child, means she is pregnant, travailing in birth pain. She want to be delivered the baby. Now, this is when we talk about the children of Israel or Israeli nation. Before Jesus Christ came into this world, the Israeli nations, they were under a Roman government. So they were not having a good time. They were persecuted and things like that. Even the Isaiah 9 chapter 6 or Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. Jesus Christ will be Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. And Isaiah 7:14, he says, the virgin will bring forth the child. So all this prophecy was given almost 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. So these people were struggling, Israeli people, and waiting for somebody can give the message of peace or bring some kind of a king, somebody. And then if you read, just go to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. Here the angel giving message to Mary.
He shall be called great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Now see how the angel is comforting Mary. He's saying, even though he is called the Son of the Highest, but he will be a king from the David's family, and his kingdom, there will be no end, everlasting kingdom. So this is what the message he gave to Mary. And in the same chapter, see what the Zechariah saying about this child. Chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, 69 to 75.
And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
The John was born. So instead of saying so many good things about John, he simply said John will be the prophet preparing the way for the Lord. But about Jesus, he is saying he is the one who is born into this world. He's going to be born. Jesus was not even born. He was prophesying the horn of salvation is raised for Israeli people, and he will deliver us, and we will be coming out of this misery, what these people are doing, and our days will be much better than what we have. Verse 79.
To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Now he says, now Prince of Peace is coming, and he will not only give us peace, but he will take us out of the darkness and guide our feet into the light. That means he is going to bring the light, he is going to bring the life, and he is going to deliver us from the enemy's hand. That's what they were thinking and they were praying about. And so the situation was just like they were having the birth pain or travailing birth pain, and they were thinking one of these days the leader or the savior or the Prince of Peace is going to come into this world. And that's what the situation, and that's what this lady, means woman, was having the birth pain. Not only that, if you read Romans chapter 3 and start reading from verse 10 to 19.
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God.
This was the situation the children of Israel they were in. And even the law was given to them, but the law was not helping them, and they were just like under bondage. And he says, it is written. When you say it is written, where is written? You will see in Psalm 14 and starting from verse 1, or Psalm 53 starting from verse 1. So exactly the Paul took it from the Psalm 14, not 1, 1 to 3 or so, and Psalm 53. But what he's trying to say, the situation in the world was very horrible, very bad. People were not doing anything according to the will of God, so the whole country had chaos. And the same chapter, read verse 23 and 24. Romans chapter 3, verse 23-24.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
So they were waiting for the redemption. He says, now all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if you need a redemption, redemption is through Jesus Christ. Not through the law, not through the government or anybody else. That's why the Zechariah was saying, horn of salvation, he was talking about. So this was the situation. That's what he says. The woman, she was being with the child, and she was crying, travailing in a birth pain, and she was ready to deliver the child. Now let's go back to the Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads.
Now he says there was another wonder, because he also was thinking, what is this red dragon looking? It has 7 heads and 10 horns. What is this dragon, and what is this red dragon is all about? But as we know, when you talk about the dragon, we talk about the serpent, something comes in our mind, this is the devil. And when you say serpent, first thing we see about the serpent, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Please read. We know it, but I'm just reading for a record.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Now this is the serpent, this is the dragon, and this is the devil. So we know when you say dragon or serpent, it's a devil. And now we want to know more about, we already studied in earlier chapters, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15. Who this dragon is, we know from this.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit.
And Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 11 to 15.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee.
Okay, now here we see the devil will be king later on in a time of tribulation in a Babylon and that area. But this is the devil. And the word says red dragon. Now somebody said, why the dragon looking red? Devil, the word of God says, he is from the beginning is a murderer. Let's read that in St. John chapter 8, verse 44.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
He was the murderer from the beginning. What does it mean? From the beginning he came to kill and destroy. St. John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, the devil, or he comes like a thief, he comes like an enemy, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So the devil's job is destruction. He destroyed Adam and Eve. Spiritually they died, and then physically later on. Then he tried to make a fighting between Abel and Cain, and the Abel died, and it goes on and on. And we read in a book of Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, there are hundreds and thousands of souls in heaven. Those are all martyrs asking for revenge. This is the job of the red dragon or the serpent or the devil. Okay, now let's go back to the Revelation chapter 12 and verse 3.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads.
Now see, this dragon, red dragon, is the father, Antichrist is the son, and false prophet is a false prophet, like a spirit. Now these three people, first is a dragon, and then he gives his authority to Antichrist. And then Antichrist and false prophet, they work together. We will be learning more as we go. But I want to just show you the difference between this dragon, red dragon, and the beast called Antichrist. This red dragon has seven heads and seven crowns on seven head. And this dragon had ten horns. Now just think about it. Seven heads on seven heads, seven crowns. Now when you say head, what do you think? Person is thinking. that means head means a person. Now we have seven different kinds of people and different kings means united they are thinking about some kind of destruction. The seven heads are the seven different nations or seven different kingdoms or kings. They sit and make some laws for the whole world. You heard about G7? Yeah, G7, yes. They had a G7, now became G20, now became G27, and they are increasing. But I heard now they're going back to the original G7. Now this G7 summit, what they're doing, they get together and think about what's happening in our world and how we can do everything right. And so this kind of seven head and seven crowns. But he has 10 horns, and the 10 horns has no crowns. So 10 horns always talk about power and some kind of kingdoms. But let's read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 and 2.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns.
The dragon had seven heads, and on seven heads had seven crowns. But she has 10 horns. On the horns, there is no crown. It has seven heads. On seven heads, there is no crown. But he has crowns on his horns. The 10 horns has the crown. Do you see the difference now? The dragon has seven heads, 10 horns, but the crowns on her head, seven heads, on horns, there is no crowns. What we will be learning later on, the dragon may be organizing this like a G7 summit or something like that. And they are going to go to originally these seven people making this some rules and regulation or whatever. But now the dragon is giving her power or his power to Antichrist in following chapter we will read. But we will be seeing later on this Antichrist will have more power. The dragon had the 10 horns but no crowns. But the Antichrist will have 10 horns and the 10 crowns. The point I'm making, the Antichrist will be so powerful and he will develop his own power and then become all these 10 nations coming from European Union or coming from Rome, but they will be the 10 more powerful countries and trying to destroy the Israeli people. But actually they will be coming from Rome. And so all this we will be seeing in the chapter 19 of Revelation, the beast who has the 10 horns and seven heads will be captured, and his followers, what is his name, is a false prophet, will be captured, and they will put him in the lake of fire. Means they are gone. They are all the 10 powers is gone, their seven heads are gone, and everything is gone. And the devil will be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. So his seven head is not working. His horns are not there because he gave his power to the beast, and these 10 horns, their 10 kingdoms will be destroyed. We will be coming there. I'm just giving the outline. When the after the millennium, the devil will be loose again. That's the red dragon or the old serpent or the old devil will be loose again. And then he goes to the Gog and Magog in Russia and all other countries and brings them again for the final battle. The Antichrist brings those people in Armageddon. And there he is defeated when Christ comes. But after the millennium, there is another battle. Most of the people, most of the scholars, they don't say about this final battle, that the last battle, the devil will be destroyed by the fire coming from heaven, and his kingdom is finished, and then the final judgment. And so I just wanted to give you a little bit idea who this red dragon is. Red dragon is the father of Antichrist, or he is the old serpent, and he is the one having seven heads, and on the seven heads he has the seven crowns, and he has the 10 horns but no crowns. And so one person was saying, oh, seven heads means he has the perfect wisdom or perfect power. He doesn't have perfect wisdom and perfect power, only God has. And but the seven heads is all seven different countries or different leaders make the decision to how to destroy the Israeli nation. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 4.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
This the same dragon, he got one third of the stars from heaven and he cast them down to the earth. Actually, what happened? We read Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. In those chapters, we read how the devil fell from heaven. How he fell? Because there was a war in heaven. Why the war was in heaven? Because the devil wanted to be like God, or he wanted to defeat God. And so the Michael, archangel, and his angels fought with the dragon and his followers. And then what happened? One third of the devil and his angels were thrown down from heaven. But they were not thrown down to the earth. They were thrown down and they had the powers of the high, or powers and principality of the high places. So they were having a little bit permission to still go to God and still go to heaven and come to earth, but they were not cast down to earth. So dragon, when the Michael fought, they were thrown out from heaven to the earth. Now when you say he took the one third of the stars with his tail means the followers, they were called his tail, and he brought them to earth at that particular time, but they were not fully cast on earth the time they committed sin. And so read the Job chapter 38 verse 7. These stars are actually the angels.
When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
See, these morning stars, these stars are angels, and they were singing and praising God. So when he took one third of the stars, that means one third of the fallen angel he took with him, and he came into this world. Jesus Christ also saw the angel following. Let's read Luke chapter 10 verse 18.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
So Jesus says, I saw the Satan falling. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we read, even though Jesus Christ saw the devil falling from heaven, but at that particular time, there was no earth created. Earth was created afterwards when the devil fell. So the devil could only stay in an atmosphere. He didn't have a place to land at that particular time. But Jesus says, I saw him falling from heaven. Read the Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
See, the spiritual wickedness in high places. So the devil and his kingdom was still hovering in the outer space, means in the sky, and they were able to go and talk to God. If you read in a Job chapter 1 verse 6, the Satan was able to go to heaven and talk to God.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them.
See, so the devil or Satan had some authority, or God has given him some permission. If you want to accuse somebody, you can bring your accusation and we'll deal with that. And so he was still called the powers and the prince of the air. And so we saw the devil falling, but he could come to earth. He could go to heaven. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 12 and start reading verse 4 again.
And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
We learn that this woman is the Israeli nation. Now some people say that woman is a Mary, because Mary gave the birth to the Jesus, the child. But when you read a little bit further, this same woman will be going to the wilderness. The Mary is already dead and she's in heaven right now. But we are talking about this dragon, or this enemy, was waiting to destroy the child as soon as the child was born. When you see, when the Mary was pregnant, they had to go for their paying the taxes. So can you imagine, she was pregnant and now she has to go to pay the taxes. When she's going to pay the taxes, it was not easy. She has to travel on the donkey and go there, and when she's coming to the Jerusalem or her Bethlehem, she has no room. In Luke chapter 2 verse 7, it says there was no room. Please read. There was no room for them in inn. So what the devil was trying to do, blocking every way to somehow, as soon as the child is coming, going to destroy the child. Go ahead.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
How the devil was going to kill this child as soon as he's born? Because if the child is born, that child has to be taken care. You cannot take your baby and go where the cows and buffaloes and sheep and goats and dirt and everything, and keep your baby there. The baby can have germs and everything, and baby could die. But the devil thought, well, if there is no room, and we will try to arrange something so the baby could die. But thank God, the baby survived. Baby didn't die. Later on, we see the wise man just left, and they didn't come back, and he wanted to go and see the baby. He was lying. But at the same time, when he found out, what did he do? He killed all the babies, 2 years and an anger. And so we know he was trying to kill the baby he could not kill, and then he kept on trying to destroy this child. Matthew chapter 2 verse 16, that's the word I'm looking. Okay.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
At that time, the devil tried to kill the baby Jesus, but God protected. After that, we see Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4. He was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And when Jesus was hungry, he tried to tell him, do what I say, take the stone and make the bread. And Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word comes out of the mouth of God. That's the way man is going to live. So eternal life comes from God, not from the fruit. The pinnacle of the temple, and say, jump from here. Or he takes him to the highest mountain and shows all the world's kingdom. It is not easy to see all the kingdoms going on the mountain, but this is all coming, bringing thoughts to his mind. But finally, Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan," and Satan left him. That also you can read in the chapter 4 in the book of Luke. Then what happens? Jesus comes to the synagogue and he preaches. And if you know, he took the book Isaiah 61 and started reading. And he says, "Spirit of the Lord is upon me." That is in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and so on. But the point I'm making, when he preached and kept the book down, and he says, "This scripture fulfilled in front of your own eyes." And they didn't like it, and they wanted to kill him. So let's go to the Luke chapter 4, verse 29 and 30.
"And rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he passing through the midst of them went his way."
See, he comes from the synagogue, they didn't like him, they didn't like his preaching. They were surprised, but when they took him to the mountain and they were going to throw him from the cliff and they were going to kill him, but Jesus disappeared. Why? Because his time was not yet come. So the point I'm making, here is saying this dragon was standing before the that woman. As soon as she gives birth, I'm going to kill that baby, destroy that baby. And that's what this dragon was doing. Let's go back to the chapter, Revelation chapter 12, verse 4.
"And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born."
Verse 5.
"And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne."
Now see what happens. They try to destroy the baby, try to destroy the child, but he says as soon as the woman, means Israeli nation, brought forth the man child, and that child was going to rule all the nations with the rod of iron, her child, he says, caught up unto God, unto his throne. Now when you read this, and Jesus was the one was going to rule with a rod of iron, and he was going to be the king. But how come he says, as soon as the child was born, that child was taken up to heaven? Now, many people give a many explanation. They will say, "Oh, Jesus Christ went to heaven." Yes, he went to heaven. But here he says, as soon as the child was born, that child was caught up to heaven. How it happened? I want to explain to you. Go to the St. John chapter 3 and verse 13.
"And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven."
Now when you read this, Jesus Christ is talking to Nicodemus. I don't have time to read the whole chapter. Jesus Christ is talking to Nicodemus. And he says, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven." He was talking about himself. "And even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Where was Jesus when Jesus was talking? Jesus was talking to Nicodemus on earth. What he's trying to say, "Nicodemus, I'm talking to you. I came from heaven, and nobody can go to heaven, or nobody can come from heaven, but only Son of God. And where is the Son of God?" He says, "Son of God which is in heaven." He did not say the Son of God which was in heaven, that Son of God is now on earth. He didn't say that. Why? Because Jesus Christ is God. He is the Son of God, and he is God himself. So on the bodily form, he was on earth, but he was in heaven right away. How it happened? As soon as the baby was born physically, the spirit man of that baby, right, went up to heaven right away. And nobody figured it out. They're thinking, "Oh, this is just is saying when Jesus Christ died and he was resurrected and then he went to heaven. Yes, there is a proof he went to heaven. But here he says, as soon as the baby was born, he was caught up to heaven. How it happened? Here he's saying, Jesus Christ was born into this world, but his spirit was in heaven the same moment. Now, I'm going to bring a little bit further to let you understand. Now, he says, who was this child? This person he is talking about, he was going to rule the nations with a rod of iron. Now, let's go to the book of Psalm chapter 2, verse 9.
Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now, this prophecy is about Jesus. Jesus Christ is going to rule the nation with a rod of iron. That's the child was caught up to heaven as soon as the child was born. And so the many people, they agree, this child is Jesus, this child is Messiah, this child is King, and this child is caught up to heaven. But when it comes to the church, they said, oh, church cannot be that child. But I want to prove it to you. Just like Jesus Christ was born and caught up to heaven, according to St. John chapter 3, verse 13, the same way, as soon as we are born, we are caught up to heaven. Let's go to the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Born means spiritually born, born again.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
See, as soon as we are born again, we are raised together to heavenly places and we are sitting beside Christ. So Jesus Christ was lifted up and went to heaven. Bodily he stayed on earth as a man. A son of God, he stayed in heaven. The same way, bodily we are staying on this earth. Spiritually, our spirit goes to heaven and we are in heavenly places. Now, comparing to this child, and we are also child of God or children of God. How do you know? St. John chapter 1, verse 12.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
So once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are the sons of God. Jesus Christ is going to rule with the rod of iron. And the sons of God, the children of God, are the bride of Christ. When it comes to bride, they said, oh, bride is called she, so she cannot be ruling the world. But let's go to the Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26 and 27.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations.
Now what is saying? He and him. Who is he and him? He's talking to the church. If you overcome, I will give you power to what? To rule the nations. Read the verse 27.
And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
Now Jesus Christ is saying, as I received the power from my Father to rule the nations, I am going to give the same power to rule the nations exactly how I am going to rule. And he says, he or him, that power is given. When I was reading somebody's commentary, I said, oh, this is the word says, the church. Church is she. She cannot be ruling. He said, church is she, but at the same time, church is the child of God. Is a male, man or woman, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are the child of God or sons of God. Some people say, I don't like that phrase, sons of God. I am a woman, we should say daughter of God. But, you know, sons has more authority than the daughters in the Old Testament. And so when you need the inheritance is given to the male, a firstborn son. So once you are born again, you are male or female, you are the sons of God. And when you call a bride of Christ, you can be male and female, you call the bride of Christ. So you can be she and you can be he. So we cannot take, because he says church is she, so church cannot be ruling. He says if you overcome, I will give you the power to rule. So now we saw two things. First thing, the son, the child was born and caught up to heaven. And the church was born and caught up to heaven. Church means what? Individual. As soon as we are born spiritually, we are caught up to heaven according to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And so we are spiritually caught up. But Jesus Christ was physically also caught up. Let's read Mark chapter 16 verse 19. That was physically. Mark 16:19.
So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God.
See, he was received unto heaven and he sat at the right hand of God. Luke chapter 24 verse 51.
And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
Now see, he was carried up to heaven. Now Acts chapter 1 verse 9 to 11.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
See, taken up to heaven. So all of these verses shows that this child was spiritually, when he was baby, went to heaven. He went to heaven. And physically, when he died and resurrected, he went to heaven. The same way, when we are spiritually born, we go to heaven right away. And then physically, one day, we will be go to heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. Please read. But you don't have to read the whole thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, but you can just read verses 16 and 17.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
See, we shall be also caught up to heaven. So Jesus was caught up. The bride will be also caught up. Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron. And so we are exactly what Jesus Christ is going to do. We are going to do. Okay, Revelation chapter 12, verse 5. Only one last part I want to show you.
And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Where the child was gone? Unto his throne. Okay, let's read the Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
See, sat down at the majesty, at the right hand of God, where God is sitting. God is sitting on his throne, and Jesus Christ is already gone to heaven, and he's sitting at the throne. And then we read in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, if you remember, we are caught up together, and where we're sitting, please read one more time, Ephesians 2 6.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
See, so when the Christ is sitting on the throne and we are sitting beside him. Revelation chapter 3 verse 21.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
See, so the Jesus Christ is lifted up and is sitting on the throne, his Father's throne, and he has promised, if we are victorious as a church, we will be sitting beside him on his throne. Okay, let's read the verse 6.
And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Now see, if somebody says that woman who gave birth to Jesus Christ, and if that woman is Mary, then here he says that woman, now is she fled to the wilderness for 3.5 years, so that she cannot be Mary. Simple as that. And so this is woman who is called the Jewish nation or Jewish people. And the word of God says God is going to protect them in a time of tribulation. Not all 144,000 who are sealed, those are the ones will be protected. Read in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20.
Come, thy people, enter thou into thy chambers, and to shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast.
See, so the God says, come, my people, and hide yourself, shut the door, until this trouble period, or the tribulation, or a great tribulation is happening, 3.5 years, you hide yourself. And Revelation chapter 12, verse 14, we'll be reading, but this comes, matches with this, that's what we have to read it. Revelation 12, 14.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent.
See, the serpent is a dragon, is the devil, trying to destroy the children of Israel. Two wings can be a plane, and carrying them from that place to the hiding place. We will be learning more later on. Some people say it's called Petra, and it's in Jordan somewhere. And these people will be protected. Now, who are those people? Read the Revelation chapter 9, verse 4.
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
See, only people they can hurt, which people do not have the seal of God. And who had the seal of God? In the Revelation chapter 7, and one, which we start reading from verse 3, it says 144,000 Israeli people were chosen, 12,000 from each tribe, and they had the seal of God. So those are the people this Antichrist cannot touch, cannot destroy. So God gives them like a wings of eagles, or means telling them to go and stay in a secure place, like we read in Isaiah 26:20. He says, come my people and go into your room and shut the door until this problem or until this tribulation is over. And so that's the way God is going to do. Now, if you read in a book of Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, when God brought the children of Israel from the Egypt, what God is saying, how he brought them.
Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself.
God bought them in a eagle sing? No. But God protected them, and just like eagle protects his baby on her wings, that's the way, safe and secure, I bought you from the Egypt. That's what God is saying. So the same way, when the time of tribulation, God will protect them and bring them like two wings of eagle and bring them to secure place and protect them from the danger for 3.5 years. That's called the Great Tribulations. Okay, so I think time is running. So we will stop here, and God willing, we will start Revelation chapter 12 and starting from verse 7. That's okay with you? Okay. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to understand the Word of God. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.